Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkup will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cash cattle trade developing in most areas yesterday. Prices generally $108 to $110. Now, we saw $111 here in our part of the country, $110 earlier this week. So trade $110 to $111, which is steady than last week. Again, generally steady with last week's cash cattle trade, and seen as a bit disappointing as the market was looking and hoping for a light to moderate bounce higher through the week. Active buyer support quickly moving back into hog futures complex, with traders focusing on increased underlying support, triple-digit gains holding in all nearby and most deferred contracts, as spot February futures led the complex higher with a $1.95 rally. This move higher has quickly moved through last week's market highs, creating underlying support in the complex. The ability to string together two or three positive chart days through the end of the week will go a long way in drawing increased buyer support back to the complex. Buying across the three wheat markets overnight, clawing back part of the losses posted Wednesday, but remaining well short of contract highs posted last week. After a day or two in the spotlight, it feels like wheat has moved back to the room once again. There was plenty of focus on the Algerian tender yesterday, which saw one of the top 10 wheat importers in the world pay 54 to 59 cents per bushel more than they did at the end of December. Solid buying overnight in corn futures as the March contract looks to end its losing streak at three sessions. The gap from report day has been closed, and with a little stability in the sessions immediately ahead, corn charts will look manageable from a technical standpoint. Momentum indicators have begun dropping and are arguably diverging from price, which is a short-term negative. As several pointed out on social media amid the selling yesterday, our demand-led markets are behaving like they're supply-led all of a sudden. And buying seen across the soy complex overnight, with gains led by soybeans as the March contract posts a double-digit rally. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on the livestock futures, the February live cattle up 2 cents yesterday, 113.35. April down 47, 118.87. March feeder cattle up 72, 137.52. April up 102 at 140.62. February hogs up 195, 68.42. Kansas City wheat, March up 5 cents, 642. May's up 4 cents at 644 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 4 and 3 quarters at 672 and a half. May's up 5 and a quarter at 673 and a quarter. March corn up 5 and 3 quarters at 527 and 3 quarters. May's up 5 and 3 quarters at 529 and 3 quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.